Okay, today we're going to continue in the first parak of Maseches Yuma. We are up to parak Aleph, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. And this parak is continuing to discuss how the Kohen Gadol would prepare himself in advance of Yom Kippur in order to be able to do the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. So Kol Shivas Yamim, for the whole week prior to Yom HaKippurim, when he was quarantined away from his family, who's Zorikas Adam? The Kohen Gadol would be the one that would do the Zrikas Adam of the Karban Tamid each and every day on the Mizbeach. Because we wanted to get used to doing the avoda, umaktir saktoris, and he would be the one that would be maktir the ktoris each and every day, umaytivas haneros, and he would be the one that would clean out the neros of the menorah each morning, taking out the ashes and the wicks from the previous day, umakrivas harosh vesaregel, and he would be the one that would bring up the head and the right leg of the karban tamid onto the mizbeach each and every day. The karban tamid had to be broken down into a lot of parts; it was cut up into a lot of parts, and it had to be carried up the ramp of the Mizbeach, up the Kevesh of the Mizbeach, and then to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So it starts with bringing up the head and the right leg. And during the week before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would be the one to throw the head and the right leg onto the fire. He would bring other parts of the animal also, but the Mishnah talks about the things that were done first. So that's why it talks about the head and the right leg, even though it wasn't only the head and the right leg that he would throw on the Mizbeach. Now the Mishnah tells us, Ushar Kaliyamim, and all the other days of the year, Imrat Lahakav Makriv, if the Kohen Gadol wanted to pull rank and he wanted to say, I'm being Makriv for this stuff today, then he was able to do that. He was able to do so, even though normally it was divided up amongst the Mishmaros Kohuna, and whichever Kohen had the Mishmar that week and the Beis Av that had that day would be the ones to appoint a Kohen to do the Avodah from their own ranks. She Kohen Gadol Makriv Chelik Barosh, because Allah is a Kohen Gadol, can be Makriv any carbon he wants, and he's Barosh. He always takes precedence. He always goes, he can cut the line. V'notel chelik Barosh, and he could take a share of any carbon that over anybody else, meaning each Kohen of the Mishmar has an equal share of the parts that were given out to them. The Kohen Gadol could take any part that he wanted. He had he didn't have special privileges with when it came to gifts that Kohanim that were given to Kohanim that were not Karbanos, like if someone were to give Truma to a Kohen, that doesn't go specifically to a Kohen Gadol, and Kohen Gadol can't pull rank on that, but his job was, he was like CEO of the Beis HaMikdash, so whatever was brought as a Hakrava in the Beis HaMikdash, so that's something that he was able to do, that he was able to say, this is in my jurisdiction. Now Mishnah Gimel goes on, Masulo Zakenim Zikne Beis Din, they would give him Zakenim from among the Zakenim of the Beis Din to teach him all the Halachas of Yom HaKippurim, to remind him how to do all the Avodah Sayom, the Koran Lefan of B'Seder Hayom, and they would read to him from the Parshios in the Torah that describe the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, and that go through the Halachos, Parshas Achremos, at the very beginning of Parshas Achremos, the first 34 Pesukim of Parshas Achremos, describe in detail the Avodah of Omrim Lo, and they would say to him, just by the way, a question to ponder, I heard from Rav Yisrael Reisman, if you look at the beginning of Parshas Achremos, yes, the first 34 Pesukim are all about the Avodah, the Kohen Gadol, and Yom Kippur, but it's very interesting that the Chumash doesn't tell us what day of the year all of this is happening on until the 29th Pasuk. You get 29 Pesukim in before the Chumash decides to let us in on the secret that, oh yeah, by the way, all of this is happening on Yom HaKippurim. So just something to think about. But anyway, Va'omimlo, they would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Sir, Kohen Gadol, Kra Ata Beficha, you should read this with your own mouth, Shemesh Shachachta, in case you forgot some of the halachos, or maybe you didn't learn the halachos during the Bayis Sheni. In particular, this was a concern because the kings were the ones who appointed the Kohen Gadol, and they would sell it to the highest bidder. That's why so many Kohanim Gadolim died in Yom HaKippurim during Bayis Sheni, because they weren't worthy of really being Kohanim Gadolim and going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's why they had that whole thing that they had to tie a rope around their ankles so that if they died in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they could yank out their body. So it was a real concern that Shema lo lamadta. Erev Yom HaKippurim Shachris, on the day, on Erev Yom Kippur in the morning, Mamidim oso b'shar mizrach. They would stand him up at the eastern gate of the Azara, Umavirun lefan of parim ve'ilim ukvasim, and they would bring by all the different types of animals, the bulls and the rams and the sheep, k'deshiyah makiv v'ragl b'avodah, so that he would know what each animal looks like and be able to mentally draw out in his head what it's going to look like when he does the the avoda. We want to make sure that he's as fluent in the avoda as he possibly could be. Now, even though the avoda of Yom Kippurim also involved the he goats, they didn't have to be brought in front of the Kohen Gadol. Because those are meant as a kapara for the klal, and thinking of the avero, so the klal might make him feel dejected. So a bull was also brought to atone for all the kohanim, but that wouldn't make him feel dejected. The Tosfos Yontif explains because he knew the kohanim, so he could encourage them to do tshuva. Meaning that was his chevra, that was his immediate the people around him, so that he wouldn't feel dejected over. Thinking about their averos, he would just encourage them to do tshuva, but he knew that the entire am was beyond his capacity to encourage all of them to do tshuva, so that would make him feel dejected if he had to see the karban that was brought by the entire am. So to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we learned that for the entire week leading up to Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was able to, he was the one who was zorik the dam of the karban tamid, he was makdu the ketores every day, he cleaned out the neros every day, he was the one that threw the rosh and the right regel onto the fire. He's and throughout the rest of the year, he was able to choose to do these things, but he wasn't obligated to do these things. He always had the rights to pull rank and to be able to do these things. On Mishnah Gimel, we learned that he was provided with tutors throughout the week to teach him the parsha of the Avodas Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim, and they would tell him, now you have to read it for yourself, and you have to make sure you didn't forget it, and if you never learned it, we have to educate you on this. And that morning, they would stand him by the Shar Mizrach, and they would bring in front of him, they would bring all of the animals that he would be, that he was destined to bring the next day in front of him, so that he could recognize them, and he could mentally picture doing the Avoda in his own mind. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet.